You know, we looked at, I think the very last thing we looked at, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And I really think that the Bible deals very much with money. It deals very much with how you spend your money. And because your money really shows where your heart is. So many times, that's exactly the way it is. And you just notice how these parents spend money on those kids. You can tell they love them. Now, that doesn't mean they have the best kind of love for them. Sometimes the best kind of love, you spend less money on them. Do some other things besides spend money. You can tell that a man loves his wife many times because he spends much money on her. He buys our house. He buys a lot of things for her. But many a wife would rather have other kinds of a show of love than the money that is spent upon her. So money is a show of the condition of the heart and the love that you have and the love that you have to God. And so he has there in verses 19 through 21, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, but lay up your treasures in heaven, for where your treasures, there will your heart be also. I believe that in most Christian lives, we can tell that their heart is on the world because that's where their treasure is. We can tell where their treasure is because what their mind's upon, what they think about. Their whole purpose is this body, this life, this experience, this future, everything. When, according to, as I see the New Testament, everything should be upon Christ and that which is to come. And all this right here is simply as a means of service. Simply something to be spent. Placed in your hands. But today, I want us to look at verses 22 and 23. I doubt that I'll get anywhere near verse 24. But let's look at verses 22 and 23. This is a puzzling couple of verses to a lot of people. But I think it's very clear. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? An exclamation mark is behind it, not a question mark. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. Oh, Lord, we praise you for that which we have in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the Word of God and the light we have through your Word. We thank you, Lord, that we've been saved, born again, changed, sealed by the Holy Spirit of God on the road to heaven. We thank you for all the tremendous promises and blessings we have in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just thank you that we can say with boldness, the Lord is my helper. I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. And oh, God, we just thank you that you're with us day after day and week after week and year after year. And in whatever trials or troubles or difficulties we go through, you're right there with us, trying to mold us and make us into the image of Christ. We pray, dear Lord, that you'd make us submissive to your will, that we'd have a greater capacity for Christ to live in us. Oh, Lord, we ask that you'd give us wisdom in this word this morning. Lord, we believe there's light, there's truth here, there's help for us here. We ask you to give us wisdom that we might, as we open the Word, be a blessing and be blessed. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, there are several ways to look at this, but it's a very interesting passage. The light of the body is the eye. The statement made, the light of the body is the eye. Now just close your eyes for a minute. Just close them. And then open them up and see all that comes in. Well, you think how many times you've done this. Now, when your eye is either bad that you cannot see, then your body is filled with darkness, is the expression. If your eye is good that you can see, then your body is filled with light. Now, not that the filling goes through the whole body, but the sense is the same. The sense of the whole thing is that you're completely filled with light. So it says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single... You know the reason why that you and I can see is because our eyes fix singly upon an object. Now when we read from a page, our eyes have to turn more till they can fix singly upon the words that are there. A person with one eye on the page and one eye out over here has a very difficult reading unless he cuts one out. You know, he's got to shut one somehow, or he cannot fix his eyes and focus them. So if the eye be single, in other words, if the eye can come to a focus, if both eyes look as one eye, if both eyes look as one eye, if both eyes are fixed on the same point, well, then you're going to see clearly. You'll see that which is before you. You'll be able to see it clearly. It says over there, but if thine eye be evil, if your eye, and you can say evil is bad, or you can say evil as sick, or evil as not well, not whole, not perfect, not what it ought to be. But if your eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Now then, in other words, if your eyes are good and you focus them singly upon a subject, then you'll see and you'll be filled with light. You'll have understanding. You'll be able to see what which is before you. You'll be able to see the doors and other things like this. And you see the light and the carpet and the chairs. You see the whole thing. And it's all, it seems like it's right within you. The eye is a fascinating thing, a very wonderful thing. Marvelous. But if your eyes are bad, if your eye sees wrong, and there are many people that see wrong. I taught long enough to know that there are some kids that can see, but they see wrong. They don't see it right. They see it upside down, or they see it backwards, or they see it only a part of it there. Eddie, when he had spinal meningitis, he was blind and dumb and crippled for a period of time. By the grace of God, he doesn't have any affliction at this present time. We praise the Lord for that. But you know, as he began to talk, and as this began to come upon him, and he reached for the tea on the table, and he spilled it and knocked it over, and I knew Eddie pulled a lot of jokes, but he wasn't joking on that Thursday afternoon. And as he reached over and he knocked that tea over, and he didn't realize why, when he reached for the tea, he didn't get the tea. But his eye was evil. His eye was not singly fixed upon the thing. He began to say, I can't see with my, I think it was his right eye. I talked to the doctors about it. They said, no, that wasn't it. It wasn't that he couldn't see with his right eye. He couldn't see with the right side of either eye. Something happened in there with that malfunction in the brain, the spinal system, that he couldn't see with the right side, period. The right side of the left eye, the right side of the right eye. Therefore, he couldn't grab the glass of tea. Therefore, he couldn't see like he ought to see. And he couldn't walk as he ought to walk. And all different sorts of things came about. And he couldn't talk as he ought to talk. And a tremendous experience. One that I'm sure he'll never forget. One that Berlina and I will never forget. Absolutely. And the grace of God. Now, so many times people see wrong. I don't know about you. I like to shoot. Phil was over yesterday and we got to talking about every kind of thing under the sun. But I'm a gun and a camera man. Some of you may like automobiles and a lot of other things like that. Well, to me, I like guns. I do a lot of shooting. And even if I don't get a chance to go hunting or something like this, I'll go out and I'll target shoot at one of these rifle ranges or pistol ranges. I'd rather shoot.